We're up to Simin Tav Tzadi Zayin and Hilchas Yantif. We're up to Sivavim. We'll be doing Vav and Zayin. Evozim, the Tarnagolim, the Yonim. Evozim are geese. Tarnagolim are chickens or hens. Yonim are pigeons. Shebabayis o Shebachotzer, that are in your house or in your backyard. Ha'omdim la'achila, that you expect to eat. The halach is mutter lutsudon v'ein tzarech zimun. You're allowed to go and actually trap them on Shabbos, on Yontif, and eat them. And you do not have to say before Yontif, I'm going to eat these. What's pshat in it? So first of all, we're not talking about a hen that you have for the sake of eggs, because that is not ready to eat. That is muktza. We're talking about a hen that you expected to eat. All of these things were things that you expect to eat. Generally speaking, the Mishnah Berurah assumes that when people bought chickens or the bird bought any kind of bird, it was for the sake of eating. Now, the halacha is that these are considered already trapped because they're domesticated, they're yours, they always come to you, they know they come to you for food, they'll go back into their cages on their own, therefore they're considered trapped and there's no iser tzeda. Even if right now they walked out and they're in the Rishus HaRabim, we say that we know that they're going to come back, they know where they live, and they come back to where they live. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that it's only mutter to go and move them for the sake of eating them. But otherwise, Chazal were not matur tiltal of these animals. What happens if say, before Yontif, some bird flew into your Rishus and built a nest there? So the Mishnah Berurah says that they're not used to coming into their cages at night, they're not used to coming to you for food, and therefore there's an iser of tzeda. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah brings a chayodam, that even these pigeons say that aren't really, they haven't gotten used to your place yet, nevertheless, at night, when they're asleep, and they're not all that alert, although they wake up easily, but they're not all that alert, there they're not considered mechusarim tzeida. It doesn't take all that much to trap a sleeping bird. Bechlal, a yirei shamayim, will always decide before Yontif which birds or fish, whatever, he plans on using tomorrow. So he shouldn't spend his Yontif choosing, saying, oh, I want this, I don't want that, let me wait around till I find one that I'm really interested in. He really looks through what he's got and he knows what he's going to use on Yontif. Siv Zayin. Shar kol chaya v'ov shemechusarim tzeida. Any other animal that is mechusar tzeida, shetzarech lo mohove metzudu v'netzudenu, where you have to say, bring me a net, I want to trap it. Also, letzudon v'litin lefnei amazonas, those animals you're not allowed to trap and you can't feed. V'chol she'en mechusarim tzeida, mutu letzudon v'litin lefnei amazonas, whereas any animal that is not considered mechusar tzeida, there's no malachi involved in trapping them. The halachi is that you're allowed to trap them and you're allowed to feed them. So, the Mishnah Berurah says that although the Mechaber uses a lashon of whether or not you say bring me a net, he says that what it really depends on is will you be able to catch it at the first go, or are they going to go and run away? So let's say there's an open window or an open door, the roof is open in a way that they're going to fly away, even though you're nearby them, they're considered mechusar tzeida. Bir Alacha brings a Rashba who says that in the case of Hefsid, where you're afraid that they're actually going to run away from you, you're allowed to give them food. The case there he's talking about is bees, where if you don't provide the bees with food, they're actually going to all just fly away. They're going to leave you. So if you're trying to raise bees for honey, the Halacha there is that the Mishnah Berurah allows you to rely on the Rashba, that since it's a makom hefsed, Chazal never asered putting food in front of them.